Warwick Hadfield, so with this, instalment number two for sport today, Warwick.
Now, is it sport or the sport?
The sport, the Warwick. In surfing, the Jaws is becoming a bit of a recurring theme for Australia's Mick Fanning as he attempts to win another world title.
This is a great story, James. You remember the shark attack in South Africa, the images of which went around the world. That was earlier this year. Then yesterday, he was part of a group of surfers who helped rescue Ivan Gieselman, who was injured pretty seriously too, while riding a huge break in Hawaii, which is known as Jaws. And all this, as you said, he's trying to win the final event of the year, which he hopes to equal Mark Richards' record for the most world championship wins by an Australian. That's four. And it's not a given, even though he's on top of the standings at the moment. Five other surfers are all capable of winning if they do something special on the pipeline here in the next, 13 days. We're into day one of a window of opportunity of 13 days. Now, Fanning has 49,900 points, but behind him is Philippe Toledo, Adriana de Souza, Gabrielle Medina, and a couple of Australians too, Owen Wright and Julian Wilson. And also counting against Fanning is the fact he's never won at Pipeline. So it's going to be an interesting, 13 days or however many days it takes to decide the world champion for the men surfing this year.
It's rugby league silly season, becoming a bit of a crazy one with James Roberts, the Dally M Centre of the Year, walking out on the Gold Coast yesterday.
Yeah, look, in Roberts' case, the craziness really began last month when it was revealed that his signature, or his initials rather, on a contract amendment, they'd been forged by a club official, now a former club official, it must be said, and that rendered the contract null and void. And the Titans did make a new offer to Roberts, apparently no extra money, but they threw in a sponsored car. But yesterday he decided to reject that, and he's now on the lookout for another club. That's no longer the case with Will Hopoati. Now, he'd been in dispute with Parramatta. He's decided to join his old Manly coach, Des Hasler, at Canterbury Bankstown. Now, he's only 23, Hopoati. He gave up 2 years of rugby league to do missionary work, and already he's been at three clubs. So he'd have to say that kicking, catching and running with a piece of inflated leather is very much a transferable job skill, James.
And he's one of the most exciting batsmen in the world, but you wouldn't know it watching last night. AB de Villiers batting in New Delhi.
This was the attraction of the grotesque, James. South Africa was trying to bat for a day and a bit to save the test match, the third test against India, and AB de Villiers really led the way. He batted for almost 6 hours for a mere 43 runs. So it was a terrific effort, but in the end it failed. The Indians won the test by 300 plus runs and also won the series 3-0. So they're beginning to climb up the test ratings, and that can only be good for test cricket overall, because if Indian people can rekindle their interest in test cricket, that's got to be good for the game. And look, James, before I leave, I do have to make an apology to Nathan Holman, the winner of the Australian PGA, whom I called Nathan Holmes yesterday. How could I get that wrong? It's such a great name for a golfer, Holman.
Of course, I didn't. Yeah, that's good. Well, that's good of you to make the correction and the apology. Warwick Hadfield, we'll have you again tomorrow.
Good on you, James.